Well, the New Kingdom is defined as the period from the expulsion of the Hyksos onwards, and it consists of three dynasties, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. The Hyksos were expelled in a process, not in just one episode, and that lasted probably about a generation. And it began in the 17th dynasty, under probably more than one king at the end of the 17th dynasty, Sekenenre and Kamose. And then the first king of the 18th dynasty, who's called Ahmose, was the king who expelled the Hyksos. But all the evidence is that he came to the throne as a small child, and that he didn't become an active military figure until the second decade of his reign, and he succeeded in defeating the Hyksos around the end of that decade, 1819, something like that, and then he could be said to have ruled Egypt. So the New Kingdom would be dated from that point, but in practice people list the dynasties according to when they began, so that would be about up to 20 years earlier that Ahmose began as king. It is important to say that Ahmose was from the same family as the 17th dynasty kings, so these dynasty differences are a bit arbitrary. Now, Ahmose, having succeeded in expelling the Hyksos, then went on to campaign in Palestine, rather like the Moorish kings of Spain who retreated into Morocco. So similarly, the Hyksos retreated into their country of origin, into Palestine, and then were defeated again there by Ahmose. And then the New Kingdom is a continuity of these three dynasties without significant breaks, but with very major changes throughout the period. There wasn't any division of the country until the end of the New Kingdom. So that's something about the period it covers. The other obvious thing to say is that Egypt expanded more in the New Kingdom than in any other period. At its maximum, it occupied areas from the near central Sudan, in today's terms, to northern Syria. But that full extent was not very strongly held. The New Kingdom is therefore often referred to as the Egyptian Empire. And we can say that rule in Sudan had an imperial or colonizing character in a different way from how it was in the Middle Kingdom. In the Middle Kingdom, Egyptian rule in Lower Nubia did not remove the local population, who can be identified archaeologically. In the New Kingdom, the indigenous culture began to disappear. So the Karama state, which was what the Egyptians attacked, left very little post about 1500 BCE evidence. And it's as if the material culture of Egypt largely, but not entirely, took over. So a fairly strong colonization, but of a very sparsely inhabited region, so that there aren't many sites across northern Sudan. In the Levant, it was quite different. The Egyptians came into a very heavily populated region, which had lots of local polities, and it, on the whole, had indirect rule of those polities. And the interaction between Egypt and many other states led to what people now call, or sometimes call, an international age, which is not the beginning of the New Kingdom, but more the latter 18th dynasty and 19th dynasties. We'll come back to some of these points as we go along.